In his ambitiously titled book, Religion Explained, 2001, he discounts simple-minded genetic determinism. Having a normal human brain does not imply that you have religion. All it implies is that you can acquire it, which is very different. Dismissing the endless evolutionary psychology storytelling about supposed events in the Pleistocene era, why cave dwellers who got religion were more likely to survive than those who didn't, and thus they passed it on in their genes, he offers a more thoughtful and sophisticated argument. He argues that only certain types of religious concepts are likely to be acquired or passed on, and these concepts are consistent with normal reasoning, whether factual or practical, in D.S. Wilson's sense. For example, a religion that teaches that God exists on every day except Tuesday will win few adherents. Thus, he argues, religious ideas are mere parasites on the normal ways that we judge everyday events. Spiritual beliefs are a byproduct of standard cognitive architecture. Some systems he thinks relevant are a set of intuitive ontological expectations, a propensity to direct attention to what is counterintuitive, a tendency to recall it if it is inferentially rich, a system for detecting and over-detecting agency, a set of social mind systems that make the notion of well-informed agents particularly relevant, a set of moral intuitions that seem to have no clear justification. Now, Boyer's thesis is not only a reductive explanation of RSMEs, it serves an agenda. In an article in Skeptical Inquirer, he offers a handy table of reductive or negative explanations for religious beliefs. For example, he suggests, instead of telling people that religion allays anxiety, therefore it is a false hope, one should rather point out that religion generates as much anxiety as it allays, therefore it is a false fear. And how do we know that both the hope and the fear are false? Because, as he explains to his not always skeptical readers, we now know, among other things, that our minds are only billions of neurons firing in ordered ways. That, of course, amounts to saying that the mind is the same thing as the brain. Boyer does not really argue that case. He assumes it is true. But the main problem with Boyer's approach is that it is irrelevant. No one doubts that RSMEs are usually mediated through standard cognitive architecture. See Chapter 9. But that hardly explains them. Because, as we have seen, the mind is not the same thing as the brain. His work depends largely on studies of equatorial African witchcraft beliefs and of other byways such as the views of contemporary small children.